أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق صدق الله العظيم. Discussing these ayat of the Quran in the Surah Al-Buruj, we discuss the incident where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the people of the trenches, the people of the pit of fire, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that fire, an-nari dhatil waqood, it is a fire abounding in fuel. In other words, it was not an insignificant or a small fire, a huge and a large fire. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, idhum alayha qu'ud, that these people, it was at that time that they sat at the fire. The king and his courtiers, his cabinet, sat around and they watched this whole scene, how they had persecuted the mu'mineen, they persecuted the believers, and they obviously would have taken great joy from seeing the believers being persecuted. وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُودٌ, and they were witnesses, they watched with their own eyes what they were doing to the believers. There was no remorse, there was no regret, but there was rather a great deal of joy insofar as the persecution of the believers had taken place. One narration with regards to that young boy, Abdullah, that was one that stood out amongst others, the reason why this whole community and people had brought Iman and Islam. There is a narration that in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in Yemen there was a need to dig out a grave, the grave of Abdullah himself. And when that grave had been dug out, he was found sitting in his qabr and his hand over the wound that was created that caused his death. When that hand was moved out of that place, then blood began to flow, and when the hand was placed back into its place, the blood stopped flowing, like in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that those that give their lives for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the shuhada, on the day of qiyamah, that blood will be oozing, and that blood will have the smell of musk. Similar was the incident that was narrated with regards to this youngster Abdullah, and a letter was written to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had given the directive that he will be buried exactly as he is. In other words, his body was fresh, and every sign of shahadat, every sign of martyrdom was found upon him. So on the one hand, these people had seen this persecution from the material point of view, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had something else in store for them insofar as the hereafter is concerned. Now why was this revenge taken against the believers? Why were the believers persecuted in this manner? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. They did not take revenge. The king, his courtiers, his cabinet, and all the disbelieving powerful people of that time, they did not take any revenge against the believers, but that they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only, in inverted commas, crime that these people who were persecuted had committed was that they brought Iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and because of the Iman, and because the king felt the threat, his opposition to Allah and the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there was no other reason why this persecution had taken place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, and we see through the world today, Muslims are persecuted solely and only because they have brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Allah himself, Al-Aziz, Al-Hamid, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the Almighty. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Almighty, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has power to do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. But yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's clemency, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tolerance also is of such a nature that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not take his revenge immediately upon these people. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward those that go through these kind of persecutions in the hereafter. Al-Hamid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of praises, most laudable. So here, whether all the believers have been persecuted and they have to give their lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most praised and most praiseworthy, that even if people don't praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and there is no one to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praiseworthy. Alladhi lahu mulku samawati wal ard, that Allah for whom the sovereignty, the kingdom of the skies and the earth, all of it belongs to Allah. There is not a space, there is not an atom's bit of space in the skies and in the earth that does not belong to Allah, that is not within the sovereignty and the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the king has control over everything. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has control over all the happenings of the sky and the earth, and all of this is in the control of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in shaheed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shaheed. Allah is witness, Allah beholds everything, Allah sees and observes all of this carrying on, but yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allows it to carry on because Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to reward these believers the best of rewards in the hereafter, and hence Allah Rabbul Izzat clarifies that wa na'udhu billah, it is not that Allah Ta'ala is not aware of it. It is not that it is not in the control of Allah. All of this and all the persecutions in the world that took place after this with regard to the believers, all of it was known to Allah. Allah behold it, Allah beheld it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was in full control. Inna alladhina fatanu al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat. Certainly those people who persecuted the believing men and the believing women, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the punishment. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا, then they did not make tawbah, they did not repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if we can imagine the magnitude of the persecution, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so kind, that if they did not make tawbah, in other words, if they made tawbah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept the tawbah. Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahimahumullah used to say with regards to this ayat, that look at again the tolerance of Allah, look at the forgiving Allah, look at that Allah who is most kind, that here are the servants of Allah that have been persecuted. The persecutors, if they make tawbah and they bring iman, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept the tawbah, Allah will accept the iman, and Allah will grant them Jannat in the hereafter. فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمُ, but without making tawbah, for them is the fire of Jahannam. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقُ, and for them is the burning chastisement, the burning punishment, that in this world also they will suffer the effects of the burning. Some narrations have stated that what had happened was this fire got out of control and the homes and the houses of those, the king and his cabinet, all of it was destroyed in this material world, and in the hereafter the painful punishment will continue. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.